Knockout.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is Showtime Eric Young.
This is your favorite knockout, Tara.
This is WWE superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best New Show, The Rock.
People are sheep, you understand me? They can't lead themselves, they need to be led. People buy and sell fear. I created war. And I think it's time for the masses to wake up.
Wake up and look at this line they're living in, man! The world is deteriorating between their toes, and they do nothing about it. They only stand there, they whisper and wonder, but they never do anything about it. But I've seen it all in my dreams and in my thoughts. And above everything else, I understand.
This is not the beginning. Stand.
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
Aw, Puddin'. You know, you've always been pretty, but you've never been the smart one in this relationship.
And DNA.
Look at these bookmarks, they found it.
My gosh, can two human beings even do that? Hey, but you know, my secretary borrows this all the time. She may have put some of that on there.
Yeah, look at, as a lawyer, you gotta be careful with this kind of stuff. Look at, we're buddies, right?
Well, yeah, you and my brother are best friends.
I'm worried about you. I'm pretty much a scientist now. I'm gonna help you with this. We're gonna get to the bottom of it.
How? What?
I'm gonna borrow your pad. I'm gonna check out the rest of
the pad.
Your flavor, man. I know.
Wait a minute.
The bottom of it.
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rock Rider on Wild Touch over at Mem Lane Promo for all your memorabilia needs. I am, of course, your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful producer, Sir Rockin, who is not very happy,
I'm not in the best of moods, thanks to internet issues, but hopefully people can hear us, and hopefully people are ready for some... I forgot to get my M&M's out of the refrigerator, so that's what I'll be getting during the break.
Ooh, yummy, M&M's. Well, I hope people are listening, because we have a ton to get into tonight, including breaking news before we really get into anything else. Just came out on Twitter about, 20 minutes ago now, that, Dixie Carter has a little mad at AJ Styles, and because of that, the Bound for Glory main event is now huge. So, well, that blows my theory that I had out of the wall. I'm going to have to come up with a new one. So, and we will get into Bound for Glory and Impact a little bit later in the show. But before we get there, we have news to talk about. And, well, we also have our question of the night.
Our question of the night is as follows. What match are you looking forward to Sunday? Simple as that. Bound for Glory Sunday. What are you looking forward to most? We'll get to that later in the show during our Pick'em preview part of the program, which will be going about 9-10 minutes, give or take.
Yes, so, but speaking of that, we have news to get into, and we have a lot of news to get into tonight.
It's where do you want to begin with the news, is the best way to put it.
Well, I think we need to start with the biggest news of the week, and really the one of the ones that I mainly care about, that had literally on edge all weekend, not kidding.
She's not kidding.
He had to put up with me all weekend, so did Kane Kittens. So did several of my other friends, because it was, oh my gosh, that's right, folks, if you live under a rock, if you didn't hear it, Bray Wyatt did injure himself at an event in Providence, Rhode Island, if I could talk, on Saturday night. It's still sort of unclear of how exactly it happened. There's rumors that he jumped off the ring and he hurt himself. There's rumors that he slammed his leg in the guardrail. Definitely injure it, as pictures did come out from the event in Philadelphia the next night. There's a video of him online at the event in Providence. And, well, there's stories come out from the event in Philly and Providence as well. Basically, the end result is that Bray Wyatt injured his calf. It seems he has deeply bruised it. and he's out of the ring for at least a month, but that could be shorter. It all depends on how he heals. But, well, this sort of puts everything in jeopardy for Hell in a Cell, doesn't it?
It sort of does, as everyone is quite aware. He was scheduled, or at least it looked like he was scheduled to have a match at Hell in a Cell. And that's going to be pushed back just a little bit, probably to a Survivor Series, as the feud heats up with The Miz, of all people. But yeah, it's a bad injury for him. It couldn't have come at a worse time, I guess is the best way to put it.
It couldn't have come at a worse time for him, but it's an opportunity for them because they could really up the creep factor with the Wyatts, again, if I could talk, and have them really stalk and haunt Miz and do some really cool things. You Monday night. That was very apparent. He wanted to get up several times, and he couldn't do it because of his leg. He's been having to be helped around by Rowan and Harper. He's been on crutches. So he is this coming week on Monday Night Raw. But they have an opportunity to do something cool with this. If they
play it right, they could do some interesting creative things to keep the feud alive and going. Will they? Probably not. They probably won't get as creative as Lindsay and I have over the last couple days on what we actually want to see happen. But that's usually the case, so we'll have to see.
Yeah.
There's an opportunity for things to happen.
There is an opportunity for things to happen. And, well, moving on from Bray, another injury, and speaking of options, as it was announced on Raw, AJ has been cleared.
Yes, AJ Lee has been cleared from the concussion she suffered at Battleground and will be able to compete as she competes tomorrow night on SmackDown, I believe.
Yes, so welcome back. Issue severe.
Yeah, it was a minor thing. They kept her out as precautions. I don't think she had a full-on concussion, but she had the symptoms of a concussion. So whenever you have those symptoms, they kind of want to hold you out and keep you, you know, out of the ring just to be safe and without, you know, risk furthering injury. And with all the studies about concussions, they're kind of big on it, and they do all the impact testing and whatnot to keep you healthy. And that's a good thing, is they're very proactive, and she's on the mend back in the ring, which is good to hear because we all like seeing AJ in the ring.
Absolutely, and she was missed, so it's good to see her back. Congratulations to her. And speaking of congratulations, kind of shifting away from WWE, congratulations need to be offered because, well, Taryn Terrell has officially announced that not only is she pregnant, but she's expecting a little baby girl.
Yes, many people have been wondering, where is she? Has she been? Why hasn't she been on TV? And, well, that's the reason she got knocked up. And is proud to announce that she's pregnant with a baby girl, and, well, she'll give birth, I believe, 6 months, 4 months, 5 months, something along those lines. Probably early next year. That's the best way to put it.
Yes, so congratulations again to her. Very happy for her and the father. I don't know if he's in the picture or not, but congratulations to them both.
Yes,
so,
congratulations to them both. And hopefully they get a healthy baby girl in a few months. And then eventually she may return back to Impact Wrestling because before she got knocked up, she was on a roll, the biggest roll of her career.
She was, so hopefully she can come back and she can sort of rekindle the fire that she had going.
Yeah, because many plans had her, you know, in line for the title shot on Sunday. Well, those things kind of changed plan. Many thought, oh, she had a film. No, it was not the film. It is the pregnancy. So congrats to one Taryn Terrell. I would say the most improved diva of the year. Or, not diva. Most improved female star of the year.
Yes, so congratulations to her. And I'm not sure if this also offers congratulations. Maybe, I don't know, but congratulations to Low-Key on a wonderful career. It seems he has announced his retirement from wrestling.
He has announced his retirement from professional wrestling, and it's not on the most positive term retire because the folks over in Japan are not paying for his medical bills, so he has to step out of the ring and is hanging up the boots.
Well, that is unfortunate to hear. I'm sorry that he got hurt and that, you know, they're not going to be willing to help him.
Yeah, it's a shame, but I guess that's the life of an indie wrestler, especially over in Japan. Money is tight, and, well, it just goes to show you that it's all about the money in business, in the wrestling business, and, well, when you get a paycheck, you better use your money wisely.
Exactly. Exactly, and I don't know if this is using money wisely or not. I'm reaching for a transition here, but kind of to go back to TNA a little bit. Hogan seems to have been removed from the Bound for Glory advertising.
A little bit. Yeah, he has. He's no longer listed as appearing at the event. Doesn't mean he won't be there, because there are conflicting reports that he could have re-signed with the company or not, but as of now, he has been taken off the advertisements, out of the commercials, the bumpers, and the what have yous on online and on television, where Hulk Hogan, because he quit the, won't be there this coming Sunday.
Yes, so kind of an interesting thing to know, because there are rumors that, well, he may be there, he may not, but it seems like, well, he may not be there, so.
You just never know with the Hulkster. He could turn up anywhere. He could turn up on your TV. He could turn up on your Facebook. You just never know.
Or he could block you on Twitter.
Well, he could block you on Twitter. He's blocked me on Twitter for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah, so who knows? But, see, I have no transition for this. I'm trying, but I've got nothing. I guess speaking of blocked, I don't know. Just as another person, Miss and Mickey have broken up.
Yeah, they have. Really? Okay, that's your turn. Yeah, they have broken up, and Magnus has made it official on the Twitters that they have parted ways. It was an amicable breakup, if there is ever such a thing in life and such. But they have, they're going to remain friends, as it were. But, yeah, they have broken up after, I don't know how long the relationship was, but they had a relationship, so there you go.
Yeah, so that's unfortunate, but best of luck to both of them. I know Magnus has got a big, big match on Sunday.
He does have a big matchup on Sunday, and we'll get into that here in a little bit.
Yes, we will.
Yes, and Hulk Hogan can end up on a wrecking ball, and no one wants to see that again.
Yes, he can end up on a wrecking ball without pants, just saying.
If he wants to swing around with pants on, that's a good thing. I never want to see that backside again.
Yeah, seriously. Never want ever to see that again. Thank you. Scarred for life. Thank you.
What you gonna do, brother, when my ass shows up on your internet feed?
Yeah, that's...
No, not.
Anyway, again, no transition for this, but Extreme Rising is returning to TV, or it's actually returning to pay-per-view in December, and they have announced that they inked a one-year TV deal starting in January.
Yeah, they have.
So congratulations to them.
Yeah, they have. Extreme Rising is going to return to Philadelphia Arena, the one at Swanson and Ritner, the old ECW Arena, now just called the Arena, supposedly on December 28th, and have a local TV deal. We talked about them trying to raise money. Earlier this year, they canceled some events, but apparently their promotion is rising from the ashes and is returning to the scene, supposedly. There are some conflicting reports about their date at the arena, but as of now, what they have officially announced, they will be returning to the ring for in December. So, best of luck to them. They're, no matter what you say about the group, the people that are good people, so them the best of luck.
Absolutely, 100%, and I hope it goes well for them. And speaking of wishing the best of luck, to kind of transition back to WWE just a little bit, Colt Cabana announced on the Steve Austin Show, of all places, that he has another tryout coming with WWE, one for an announcer gig.
Yeah, supposedly he's going to be back down in NXT for another tryout with two, you know, try to be an announcer. I know he wants to continue podcasting, so if he becomes an announcer, he still wants to do his podcasting. He does a podcast called The Art of Art of Wrestling. I think it's
Art of Wrestling, yes.
So he wants to continue doing that. So if he becomes an announcer, he may have to give that up, but it's one thing he likes to do, so he's going to do his best to continue on that role. So it's a nice career move for him, because, you know, the life of an indie wrestler is a struggle, and if he can get off the road and become a full-time announcer and make some real money, it would be able to set him up for the rest of his life, which is what he sort of needs.
Yeah, and again, best of luck to him. I hope he can make it happen. And he gets to then really kind of close with a semi-big story. We've been following with WWE 2K14, and we will be talking all about the game when it comes out at the end of October, but they've made some big announcements. They've released a lot of footage, including moves, sets, titles, people who are going to be in the game. We've seen entrances, all sorts of fun stuff. And, well, probably one of the biggest announcements coming out about the game is, in addition to 30 years of WrestleMania, we are getting the streak mode for The Undertaker, which is very cool. You can either play as The Undertaker with the streak, or you can try to beat the streak. But, well, Taker, he's not going to be so easy to beat in the streak because, well, he has one very key important thing that nobody else seems to have.
And that
would be
magic! Oh, yes. He has the magical powers, does the one and only Undertaker in the streak mode. It's sort of like the old slobber knocker mode in the old versions of the video game, but the Undertaker, if you want to take down the streak, you got to defeat him and his magic, which include lights turning out and all that fun stuff. So, if you think you got him beat, he's going to pull out some magic tricks. And you know the Undertaker. When he has magic, no one, and I repeat, no one can beat him.
Yeah, when I saw this, I actually popped because it was, oh my god, they gave the Undertaker his, you know, fabled magical abilities, which was just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yay, Undertaker has magic.
Undertaker has magic. Lindsay's been very excited after she's seen some of the magic tricks.
Yeah, it's Taker has magic, so awesome. Awesome sauce. Fantastic. Makes me actually want to attempt to get the game if I had the money and the system to play it on.
Kane Kins apparently is going to beat The Undertaker with Zack Ryder in the ultimate slap in the face. Well, if you can do that, by all means, do it. Just remember, Taker will strike down on you.
Yeah, just saying, he has lightning and magic, just pointing that out. So Zack Ryder's hair may get spiked all on its own.
Woo woo woo, you know it.
Yes. Maybe we can use McRib. I don't think you can use a McRib in this. She's not even in the game.
She is not a playable character in the video game. Sorry to break your heart, Kins, that you had your sights set on using McRib in the video game. But Christian's in there, so, you know, you're good.
Yeah, so, you know, you have at least one crush. But anyway, on that note, we're going to go to our first break of the evening, and when we come back, we are going to be talking about tonight's exciting Impact and what went down as this was the go-home for Bound for Glory this Sunday. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Remember me, you can't see the things that make me who I am. You'll never understand. Then I gotta keep moving. You're living off my spit. Moving. The devil's on my back. And these are the keys that I dreamed about.
The following interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form. Oh, you were not aware of this? Your posterior better contact someone at once!
Ladies and gentlemen, young people of all gender and ages, Taste and Decency proudly presents to you
the home of the award-winning RackRadioShow.com. Here you'll be able to find information about the show, how to buy our one-of-a-kind merchandise, and, of course, all the great interviews we have done, including interviews with the likes of Trish Stratus, Christopher Daniels, and, of course, WWE superstar The Miz. Once again, that's rackradioshow.com.
And if you're not down with that, we have two words for you. You're welcome!
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW, it's been.
My fellow Wild Talk Radioites, for weeks we have heard Rock and Lindsay debate about who is the mole. Now, all this fuss is done based on things that we say on shows like WTR Sunday Night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and The Rack, 11 p.m. Eastern on Thursdays, has been leaked by a mole in our group. Well, some of this is true. There is a lot said when we go off the air, and that's also typed in our production chat that also gets leaked to the WWE. So with that in mind, I claim today that the mole is... TJ Omega. That's right, people, TJ Omega. Think about it. Where is the WWE Performance Center? Florida. Where is NXT filmed? Florida. And where does TJ Omega live? That's right, Florida. The devious mastermind has a location to give all our knowledge and secrets and ideas directly to the WWE without leaving a paper trail that I, for one, will not stop trying to prove until it has been proven that TJ Omega is the mole. You can always listen to the programming right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. That way you can find out what ideas the WWE will be stealing next. And TJ Omega is the mole.
This is Showtime Eric Young, host of Off the Hook Extreme Catches, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
Radio.com, brought to you, of course, by our friends over at Memorabilia Lane. That's right, memlanepromo.com for all your memorabilia needs. And as we come back from the break, before we jump into Impact, really quickly, we left out one news story brought to you by the folks over at PWMania.com. Go there for any news that you need. WWE announced that they are taking a hardline stance with the new developmental talent. They are adding into their contracts that they will not tolerate any inappropriate photos or videos on social media, and that prior to signing, talent have to agree that no such content exists, or they risk not being signed. Also, I guess if that content does actually happen, they they get terminated, or I'm not sure what that how that goes, but
they're gonna. I don't think it'll be terminate, but if you better make sure all your selfies are under control, basically.
Yeah, they don't want, you know, pictures of people doing inappropriate things on the internet as they've had in the past, which is totally understandable. That's definitely their prerogative to have. Saves from any future embarrassments.
It is. It's sort of started with the Briscoes, the Briscoe brothers from Ring of Honor, who put out some, one of them, Jay Briscoe, put out some interesting tweets that, well, upset some folks in WWE about the gay community, and, well, that cost him his developmental deal, so.
Yes. So, interesting development there, but now we are going to move into tonight's exciting Impact, brought to you, of course, by the folks over at TNAsylum.com, the haven for TNA fans. And, well, Impact opened with a bang tonight.
It did open with a bang. It opened up with, you know, the president, who has a new t-shirt out, apparently, over at ShopTNA.com.
Yes, she does.
Dixieland, which was actually creative, but apparently it's drawing a lot of negative reaction from fans. But she had some words, and, well, here's what she had to say.
Now I truly know what it's like to feel like Michelangelo did when he finished the Sistine Chapel, because great pieces of art take time. And guess what? This Sunday at Bound for Glory, it's going to be my finest work ever. But you know what? Michelangelo did not have to deal with a redneck AJ Styles over his shoulder, splattering paint all over his masterpiece. He didn't. But you know what? Speaking of splattering, Bully Ray splattered and destroyed AJ last week. My goodness, he was too dumb not to stay down. Really? Doesn't he want to walk away with just a tiny little piece of his integrity left? I mean, come on. But I mean, whatever, right? Whatever. Now, as a leader, it is my job to motivate. And I do motivation really well. But I gotta tell you, My other job, it's to evaluate. And you know what? Tonight, I'm going to do both. Because you know what? Oh, guys, come on, please. If you don't want to hear what I have to say, we've got a big thing planned for tonight. And it is a contract signing for the main event at Bound for Glory. But I was thinking to myself, like, what if AJ Styles did not make it to that contract signing? And what if another talent stepped up to impress me, solidify his place in this company, and in the process walked away $50,000 richer, all to make tonight AJ Styles' final night in this company? That sounds so good to me. Because, AJ, you know what? You may have walked away from the money that I offered last week, but I can promise you, darling, that there is somebody that is not going to repeat that stupid mistake, and they're going to walk away with it all. And when that happens, AJ Styles will not, and let me repeat myself, will not be in the main event at Bound for Glory. I'm so sorry. But what will happen is we're going to open up a spot for someone else. Because you know what? Creating opportunities and making people rich. Now that's what I do best. So, anyway, guys, show them the $50,000, please. You show them. There we go. Okay, that's enough. That's enough.
Can you believe this? TNA President Dixie Carter putting a bounty, a $50,000 bounty, on the head of AJ Styles just days away from Bound for Glory.
That is massive. massive. 50K, baby. And now, speaking of massive, our big time World Heavyweight Champion. We heard Dixie Carter say she was very impressive last week.
She did. Yes, Bully Ray, accompanied by Brooke. World Heavyweight Champion set to defend that title belt against AJ Styles, but that's if AJ even makes it to Bound for Glory.
Shut it off! You know, me and you haven't exactly seen eye to eye.
Very true.
And I'm not exactly what you would say, you know, like on Team Dixie. $50,000 buys a lot. Last week I took out AJ for free. So I figured tonight, collect the $50,000, take out AJ, and then I don't care who I have to face at Bound for Glory.
Wait a minute. Main event Mafia is Magnus.
Well, now this guy's going to jump in. I was getting ready to split that 50K with Bully Ray. Hey, that's right. What's he want, Magnus? He was real close to getting pulled off of Bound for Glory, him and Sting last week. But they got lucky. Sting won that tag match along with this kid, Magnus.
And as a result, they will face each other this Sunday at Bound for Glory. Sting versus Magnus.
Yeah, I know that.
So, let me just make sure I've got this right. 12 men over 3 months put their bodies, their careers, their lives on the line in the Bound for Glory series for this company, for you, and for a chance to win that heavyweight championship of the world. And now, because you don't like AJ Styles, you'd rather give the opportunity to whoever's greedy enough to take $50,000.
I call it smart, Magnus. Smart.
Boss, I hate to be insubordinate, but it's no wonder everybody's saying Dixie sucks.
Did you really just say that? Oh, come on.
$50,000 might be chump change to you, boss. Might even be chump change to you, champ. But it sure as hell isn't chump change to me, and it's not chump change to the good people in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So you can understand how serious I am. And look at me when I'm talking to you. You can understand how serious I am when I tell you that I'm so sick and tired of hearing you talk each and every week that you can take that $50,000. Bully Ray, I will fight you tonight for free.
Do you know who I am? Magnus, don't get me wrong. I know they say you're the future of pro wrestling. 6'4", 250 pounds, chiseled, not an ounce of body fat on you. You got all the tools in the ring. They say you're tough. They say you can fight. They say you got heart. And all of these people seem to like you a lot. They believe in you, and Sting believes in you. Now, I'm gonna tell them the truth. You know it, and I know it. You're a fraud. You're all smoke and mirrors. You're just a big pretty boy. You ain't got a tough bone in your body. I know you since the day you stepped foot
in a wrestling ring. You're a loser. You're a fraud. You're probably the... You're probably the biggest disappointment I've ever seen. You're so big of a disappointment, you might as well be from Oklahoma.
Whoa! What a shot by Magnus! Drop the world champ!
Sucker punch the world champion!
You want a match against me? You got a match against me!
So the fight is on tonight, Magnus and Bully Ray.
It is. This was a fantastic opening segment.
The part of the segment was good. Magnus seemed a little bit out of his element, a little bit trying to hang with Bully, but he held his own pretty well.
He's trying. He's a lot better on the mic than he was. And I think it's just Bully is so strong on the mic, it's really hard to keep up with him sometimes.
This is true. And, well, Bully Ray really didn't have a voice tonight.
No, he really didn't, but I guess that's okay. I don't know.
When you happen to scream a lot the previous week, yeah, that kind of plays into it. He's a bit of a screamer.
He is a bit of a screamer. But yeah, a couple things that were kind of hinky with this segment. One, they did a really bad edit when Bully came out.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what got cut from that promo, but yeah, they did a really bad edit. And two, if you're gonna, flash the cash at the screen, at least you could do is put some real hundreds on top. Just putting that out. I'm sorry, I don't mean to pick on them for this. I really don't. But this was such a glaring mistake that it was like, really? Seriously? It's just like, she's like, okay, show them the cash. And they do a close-up of the cash. And it's really blatantly obvious it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was just like, no. No.
But I like that they put the bounty on AJ's head, though. That was a nice step.
That was really nice. It was really very creative.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked that. I really did, because it's like, I said to Rock in our production chat, so, did she just put the number one contendership basically up for sale?
In a way, kind of, sort of, she put it up for sale, so. Who will cash in? Will anyone try to cash in on this bounty? We'll have to see.
We'll have to see as it goes throughout the night, because up next we see, Kurt Angle arriving backstage before they head to break. And then we cut to the backstage, where Bully is having a little chat with what's left of the Aces and Eights, Nux and Bish, basically. And he says that last week was a thing of beauty, and he's so proud of his boys because he knew he gave them the spotlight, they would perform, and it would be amazing. And Nux and Bish are basically standing behind Bully going, what the hell, the whole time. And basically, Bully says that, it was a thing of beauty that they came together. It felt like the old days, And that's what he wanted to see. And he says that, tonight, Bully's going to task Nux with basically taking on one half of the tag team champions and then also going after that 50K. Because, Nux could buy a lot of things with that 50K, including a new bike.
He could buy himself a new bike, yeah.
And Bish, Bish will be there, too, cheering Nux on.
Mm-hmm. Bish can get more hair gel.
Lots more hair gel. You can buy a lot of hair gel for 50 grand.
You could buy a lot of hair gel for 50 grand.
But anyway, after this, we see Christopher Daniels versus Hernandez versus Robbie E versus EY in a four corners match in which Robbie E picks up the victory.
The match was fine. Nothing really special about it. It was a match. It set the table for the kickoff. The countdown special on Spike TV at 7 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you watch it. It's live on Spike. You're going to see a live match, the Four Corners match, which we'll get into later on in the preview portion of our program. But yeah, the match was fine. And a lot of people were surprised. Robbie E actually won the match. Apparently his first win on television in forever, apparently.
Yeah, it was a little surprising. Not going to lie.
But it gives them a chance. They could have the advantage come Sunday, since they got the win tonight over Christopher Daniels and the rest of the bunch. We could see.
It could. It totally could. It's something of, well, you're just going to have to see, I guess, how it goes.
We could see Bromance being the number one contender Sunday night.
We could. Although I hope not, because, well, I want EY and Joseph Park to win, just because I want more shenanigans.
Which we will get into their shenanigans. If you haven't seen their shenanigans, well, we got a couple clips to play for you later in the program.
Yes, they're amazingly awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you haven't seen that, go watch it. Go find it on YouTube. Again, I'm going to be extremely sad when this is over, because, yeah, we get no more EY and Joseph on YouTube, and it will be very sad.
Yes, but we got some clips, and we'll get to that here in a bit. But what else is happening on the show?
Well, Jesse tried to attack AJ. It appears somebody is going to go after that bounty after all.
Yeah, and well, he laid into Styles a little bit, but Styles fought him off, and then said to the camera, "I think it's going to be a long night."
Yeah, poor AJ. And speaking of AJ, well,
go ahead.
I was going to say, speaking of AJ, well, he knows it's going to be a long night because, well, he's out to the ring. And he says that, well, before I go on, do we have audio of this?
No.
Okay. Before he go, you know, he knows it's going to be a long night. He's on his way out to the ring, and he says, well, Dixie reeks of desperation. And he's actually flattered about the $50,000 bounty. You know, the fact that she would go all that trouble for little old him, that's pretty good, because, you know, Dixie's scared. And she's scared because she knows AJ's going to win on Sunday. And then, well, he's going to make her pay. AJ then tells whoever wants to collect the bounty to come on down and get paid. Nux and Bish answer the call, and a brawl ensues between the three of them. Nux and Bish beat AJ down a little bit before some Storm and Gunner come out and saunter their way to the ring to make the save for AJ.
I like how you said saunter their way to the ring. I told you, they gotta make an entrance. They're the tag champs. They gotta take the time. They gotta make the entrance.
I'm sorry. I just love the fact that it's like AJ's getting beat down in the corner of the ring and Storm and Gunner come out. They, you know, just casually walk out to the ring like nothing's going on. You know, just let AJ to continue to get beat up. So are they out there to collect the bounty? Well, you know, maybe, maybe not, because they do save AJ from the Aces and Eights, but Storm and AJ have a little bit of a stare down before AJ and Storm go their separate ways.
You know, you can get a lot of beer for 50 grand.
Storm could get a lot of beer for 50 grand. Storm could buy a beer truck for 50 grand.
He totally could. It could be a down payment for something else, too. So.
It totally could be. But after the break, we come back where we get Gunner versus Nux, and Gunner picks up the victory.
The only real moment from this one is James Storm drinking with the fan.
And then spitting the beer in Bish's face, and then finishing the beer.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
The thing that came out of it was that Nux and Bish were calling for Bully, and Bully didn't show up.
Nope. Bully stood him up.
So, you know, what could happen and there? He said he has their back, and well, Taz was making excuses, but there was no Bully.
Yeah, so things may not be as copacetic in the Aces and Eights as we thought, but Backstage, we see Chris Sabin. He feels raw that he's in the Ultimate X match. He should be going for the championship, and well, that's why he's going to collect the bounty, and he's going to get himself in the championship match this Sunday. And Velvet's just really confused.
And, you know, then he'll buy her something nice.
He'll buy her something nice, yes. Something totally nice. Like jewelry. You can get a really nice engagement ring for $50,000. Just putting that out. Anyway, backstage, well, we find out that things are not well in the Aces and Eights because Nux and Bish are backstage and they have a mad. Nux basically says that, well, Bully has their back. Well, they're going to see about that because the next time Bully needs help, they may not have his back and things are going to get really interesting.
Sign of things to come for Bound for Glory.
Mm-hmm. Especially with the announcement that the title match is no DQ. So, could we see, well, Bully be left on his own?
It's quite possibly. Could happen. It's possible.
It is. It.
Basically, what Lindsay was trying to say is, I'm going to reconnect this phone call. Basically, Gail Kim wanted to team up with Burke Tessmacher to make sure they could deal with everything that would happen with Lady Tapa. Well, but Brooke said it's basically every girl for herself out there.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I heard you the entire time. Just pointing that one out.
I could. Well, you weren't answering me, so I didn't know.
All right, so we're good now. I recapped the Lady Tapa, so we'll go from there.
Okay. So sorry, people. Screw you, Comcast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know whose Comcast that was.
It was mine.
That was you?
It was mine. My Comcast decided, oh yeah, screw you, I'm done. That's pretty much what it was. So, moving on from here, we got a really nice hype package for the Ultimate X match. I mean, really nice. Then we see Chris Sabin backstage, he's looking for AJ. He asks a security guy. Security guy is like, no idea. And, you know, Sabin doesn't find that very helpful. So, well, Sabin continues to look, and he happens to bump into his opponent for this evening, and his opponent on Sunday, Samoa Joe.
Joe's gonna kill you.
Pretty much, yeah, and Joe was a little aggressive tonight as, you know, he tells Sabin he doesn't have his priorities straight. And, well, he should be a little bit more worried about surviving tonight and Sunday. Because Joe's not going to show any mercy.
Joe's a killer.
He is. And he'll take you down. After this, we get the match between Chris Sabin and Samoa Joe. Fantastic match. Really well done.
The match is fine. Nothing overly special, at least in my opinion. It's Joe and Sabin. If they had more time, it would have been really good. You saw the cowardly acts from Sabin, and, well, the heel angle kind of works for him, but it wasn't enough as well. He tapped out to Samoa Joe in this matchup. And then, Lindsay, things got interesting.
Things did get interesting because, well, Austin Aries came out and he attacked Joe after the match. Then we had Jeff Hardy come out to make the save. He brings a ladder into the situation to take out and takes out Aries, and then Manic also runs out. He climbs to the top of the ladder and he dives on top of, I believe it was Sabin and Aries, to hype the X match. So, well, things got very interesting, to say the least.
I like that little bit. I like that everyone, they showed it was every man for themselves come Sunday in the Ultimate X, and all five won the belt.
Yes. And, yeah, very, very nice hype for the match. It's definitely the one I'm looking forward to. I'll just go ahead and answer the question tonight right now. But, yeah, very good hype job. Very impressive. Well done to all of them. So, very nice. After this, backstage, we see, well, somebody else trying to collect the bounty on AJ, Cass, and Daniels are having a little bit of a beatdown, but AJ manages to fight them off, and then he grabs a fire extinguisher and manages to disappear into the exhaust of a fire extinguisher.
Poof, and he's gone.
Seriously, he's just gone.
I know, it was poof, magic, he's gone. So AJ Styles has magic?
AJ Styles has magics. Apparently. I don't know.
I don't know.
After this, we see an EC3 promo. Yay.
Apparently, he's the nephew of Dixie Carter.
At least he's got something interesting.
Mm-hmm. He's going to come to Bound for Glory for Aunt D.
Yay.
So we'll see the debut of Ethan Carter III come Sunday at Bound for Glory.
You know, if nothing else, you got to applaud him for the gimmick. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say.
Exactly.
After this, we get a match between Bully Ray and Magnus, in which, well, this got interesting, too.
This got interesting. It was a good match. Got interesting. Earl Hebner took a rough bump. But before we continue on with that, when he takes a rough bump, he clutches his heart. It's like, should the old man be taking bumps? Really, like that? It's like, he clenches his heart. It's like, is he having a heart attack? But Hebner went down down after getting a hit. Then out came Sting because Bully Ray had the steel chain wrapped in his hand. He started to yank it away. They got into, you know, a shouting match. Hebner was trying to get Sting out of there. The chain got dropped. Magnus got to his feet. Bully Ray with a low blow, allowing him to pick up the victory. And then Sting and Magnus had some words after the show, and basically it was Sting trying to say, I was trying to help you. And Sting wanted a little handshake, and, well, Magnus sort of tapped his hand and, you know, walked away, so.
Yeah, he did, and this led to a backstage segment between Sting and Magnus where Sting chased him down, and, well, Magnus is angry. He's Magnus because, once again, Magnus is getting the shaft. And mm-hmm. It's because of interference, either from Sting or from Aces and Eights or from whoever. And he's sick and tired of it. He's trying to prove himself. And, well, how the hell is he supposed to do that with everybody getting in his way?
Mm-hmm.
At this point, Samoa Joe came in between them. You know, he basically tells Magnus to walk it off. He tells, you know, trying to break it up a little bit. We see, you know, hints of the Main Event Mafia still in place. And Sting, you know, tells Magnus as he's walking off that come Sunday, he's going to be on his own.
Looking forward to that one. That should be a good one. That we can see, we'll see if Magnus can, you know, do it on his own.
We will. After this, well, we get one of the founders of the Mafia, and he's on his way out to the ring, and he had some interesting things to say.
Great to be back. But let's get down to business. Bobby Roode, you're one of the most talented wrestlers I've ever seen. As a matter of fact, you remind me of me 5 years ago. But when you try to rain on my parade, one of the most important days of my life, of my career, the Hall of Fame induction, you just made it personal. Bobby Roode, it's one thing to think you're that good, but when you mess with a man's legacy, in particular, my legacy, you just dug your own grave. So Bobby Roode, you might be one of the best today, but you will never be Kurt Angle.
The It Factor, Bobby Roode, Christopher Daniels, Kazarian, the members of Eagle, they made it personal when they made their old Hall of Fame. What a sham that was. What a mockery that was. And Roode, you're going to have to pay Sunday when you go head-to-head with Kurt Angle.
I will never be Kurt Angle. I will never be Kurt Angle. You know what, Kurt? You know what? You're right. I'm no Kurt Angle. I'm not you. But you know what? You know what, Kurt? I'm okay with that. Because I don't want to be Kurt Angle. Not here, not now, definitely not today. 2 years ago? Maybe. 5 years ago? Yeah. 10 years ago? Absolutely. I wanted to be just like you. I wanted to be Kurt Angle. You, Kurt, you were the be-all and end-all of professional wrestling. But you're looking at the man right now who is the be-all and end-all of professional wrestling. You want to talk about making a mockery of a Hall of Fame induction? Huh? You were the one that ruined my night last week. That was my Hall of Fame induction. And regardless of which Hall of Fame it was, you know damn well, Kurt Angle, that I am more worthy of a Hall of Fame induction than you are. Tell me right now what you've done lately, Kurt. Huh? Tell me what you've done. Let me tell you what you've done. You've done a whole lot of nothing over the last couple of years. The last thing that comes to mind with me is 2 years ago at Bound for Glory when you, Kurt Angle, 2 years ago beat me to retain the World Heavyweight Championship. But you know what, Kurt? You did me a favor that night. You did me a big favor because you woke me up. Yeah, you made me see the light. And soon after that, the it factor of professional wrestling was born. And I went on to become a world heavyweight champion. And not only a world heavyweight champion, but the longest reigning, most dominant world heavyweight champion in the history of this company, longer than you, Kurt Angle. So this Sunday at Bound for Glory, I'm not going to be Kurt Angle, no. No, I'm going to be Bobby Roode. Because this Sunday at Bound for Glory, Bobby Roode is going to beat Kurt Angle.
How are you going to beat me when you're going to be the one that's tapping?
You see, Kurt, that's where you're wrong. That's where you're wrong because I'm not going to tap. Because, oh!
Look at Roode. Well, Roode looked for that opportunity. He took it and now seizing it.
Oh, how disrespectful.
So basically you had Bobby Roode and then a little bit of the bad influence come down and they beat on Kurt Angle a little bit. And that's how this segment ended with the crossface on Kurt Angle.
Yep. With Bobby saying that, you know, he's not going to be able to tap because, well, he's going to be too busy making Kurt Angle tap.
That promo was intense.
Oh, that promo was fantastic. This was so well done. It was a night, considering the fact that they just threw this match together, what, last week? I know they've been building to it, but they just announced it last week. This was a really nice way to add some strength to this feud. And I'm looking forward to this match. I think it's going to be really good.
Oh, if Kurt is in shape, which he looks like he is, it's going to be a good fight come Sunday.
Yes, it is. And, well, after the break, we go to the final segment of the evening for Impact. Well, where things got very, very interesting between Bully and AJ, because it was the contract signing, and some folks definitely had some things to get off their chest here, didn't they?
Oh, yes. Yes, they did.
Gentlemen, it happens this Sunday, the main event of Bound for Glory. We need now to make it official. The World Heavyweight Champion will go first. Bully Ray, if you would, please.
I did not waste any time signing that contract, did I? I'm gonna make this real simple for you, redneck. You can't beat me. You ain't got the brains in your head to beat me. You ain't got the passion in your heart to beat me. And you ain't got the thunder in your fists to beat me. I'll give you the microphone when I'm done. Let me give you a little wrestling history lesson. In 1985, a man by the name of Ric Flair destroyed, maimed, and took out the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. A month later, Dusty Rhodes returned and told the world how Ric Flair had put him on hard times. How Ric Flair had put the wrestling industry on hard times. How Ric Flair had put the wrestling fans on hard times. How Ric Flair had put Dusty Rhodes' family on hard times. Fast forward almost 30 years later. Do you know who I am? I'm Bully Ray. And for the past year and a half, I have put the wrestling world on hard times. I started off with Jeff Hardy inside of a steel cage at Lockdown and became the World Heavyweight Champion. I defeated Sting at Slammiversary and made sure he could never have a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship again. I ran Chris Sabin back into your X division. And make no mistake, I'm the guy that ran Hulk Hogan out of here and put him on hard times. What does this have to do with you? I could see the confusion in your eyes, kid. In 3 days, at Bound for Glory, when I defeat you, I'm gonna put you on hard times. I'm gonna put your fans on hard times. But most of all, AJ, I'm gonna put you on such hard times that I'm gonna send you home a defeated man. With no contract, with no championship, and when you get back to that trailer park in Gainesville, Georgia, I wouldn't be shocked if your wife and 3 kids weren't there anymore. I'm the Darth Vader of the wrestling business. And you ain't no frickin' Luke Skywalker.
You know, I can appreciate your little story, but let me remind you, you're no Ric Flair, and I'm no Dusty Rhodes. That was in the past. We're in the future, kid. And the fact that you think you can compare yourself to someone like Ric Flair just shows who you really are. Now, it may be inappropriate. I may regret it tomorrow, but let me tell these people who you are. You're no more than a big, dumb bitch. And you have no idea who you're getting in the ring with this Sunday. I have everything to lose and everything to gain. I have to win this Sunday to make you beg, to make you lose the world heavyweight title and everything it means to you. I'm the most dangerous, the most intense, and the most desperate man you're ever gonna get in the ring with. And I will beat you at Bound for Glory. And I will make you pay and be the next world heavyweight champion.
You know what, Dixie? Hold up a second. I'm taking it back. I'm not putting my world title on the line. But what I am going to do is cash in on that 50 G's right now.
Yeah, oh, yeah, hey. Yeah, just seconds after AJ signed the contract. Bully, he's going to try and cash in and get the $50,000 guy.
Oh, and a shot with the briefcase.
But it's Stan said they stole that briefcase from them, from the security.
Oh, wait a minute. That's a lot of money.
Oh, my God.
What the?
Are you kidding me?
Quick, $50,000. The money.
And AJ just threw it at the TNA president, Dixie Carter.
You might as well just hand that over to me right now. That is everything to me. That's going to put food on my kids' table. It is everything.
Can AJ close the deal? Can Styles gain the power and control that goes with the world title? We'll find out Sunday. You've got to join us at Bound for Glory.
And, yeah. That was an interesting contract signing.
I really actually liked it.
Oh, okay. Don't get me wrong. I liked it. It just... I believe it went in like 500 different directions.
Yeah, it's like when he started, it's like, let me tell you about Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes. It's like, where are you going with this, Bully? And then it's like, okay. So, you know, he starts talking about hard times and it's like... Okay, all right, okay, you know, it worked. He tied it all up nicely at the end, but there for a little bit, you're like, where's he going with this?
And then he's the Darth Vader of professional wrestling?
And that's what all I could think of. So wait, he's AJ's father? Like, the meme is born, y'all. The meme has been born. Wait for it.
Mm-hmm. It'll happen.
It'll totally, totally happen.
Yeah, it was just, the segment was fine. There was nothing wrong with the segment. Just Bully went in many different directions that were directions. But they got the point across that AJ wants the belt, put food on the table for his family, and no one was able to successfully cash in on the bounty, and then the money went flying. So there went TNA's budget.
Yes, Hadley. But one thing that was really nice about this segment was how strong AJ was in it.
Mm-hmm.
He came off really nicely in this. He cut a really good promo on Bully. He was able to hang with him okay. you know, it's this sold this title match. If you weren't sold on it before, this did a really nice job of selling it.
Oh, I'd agree with that.
So this was fantastic. It was so well done. Great way to close the show, because you close the show with Bully and AJ talking shit to one another back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
In each other's faces, you know, and the words weren't calm, they weren't angry, they were glaring at each other, they were ready to go. If tonight was Bound for Glory, they could have knocked the crap out of each other.
Oh, yeah. Oh, without question. Tonight was a decent show. It wasn't the greatest go-home show, but it got its point across for the matches that needed to get across for.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It did what it needed to do. Everybody that's going to be on the show, for the most part, was on tonight, and that's what you needed. They sold their pay-per-view, and they really sold the top matches mm-hmm. on the pay-per-view.
Right.
Which is what needed to have happen. You know, it's your money matches will be Kurt Angle and Bobby Roode. They will be Bully versus AJ.
And Ultimate X, as well as Sting and Magnus.
Right. So they sold the matches that they really needed to sell, and then they've kind of they did a nice job of setting up the rest of it.
Correct.
So, and what they didn't sell tonight really kind of got sold last week. So, overall, they did a really nice job tonight on the go-home. It definitely, hopefully, if you're interested in the pay-per-view, or you weren't interested before, you are now. If I mm-hmm. can talk.
If you can talk. And we'll get into our picks of the pay-per-view when we come back.
That's right. So when we come back from break, we're going to be talking all about Bound for Glory. We've got Tweet of the Week. And, well, we've even got a discussion because, well, certain wrestlers said his life is perfect for a reality show, and, well, we kind of agree, but they're doing some other things with that, so I guess you'll have to tune in to listen. And you're listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will be right back.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Hello, Fia Restaurant. May I help you?
Oh, yes. I'd like to place an order, please.
What would you like?
Vegetable fried rice.
Huh?
Vegetable fried rice.
Only vegetable.
Vegetable
Hello?
Fried rice. Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Vegetable
no
fried
meat.
Rice.
And do you... Egg is okay? No egg.
Egg okay. Egg okay.
Okay.
No bok choy?
Oh, we don't have bok choy.
No bok choy? Okay.
Yeah.
Snow peas? You have snow peas?
Yeah, we have snow peas.
Extra snow peas.
What do you mean? You mean the fried rice?
Yes, fried rice.
Oh, fried rice, we don't have snow peas.
No snow pea?
Yeah.
The chicken? You put chicken in there?
Yeah, we have chicken fried rice.
But
you want chicken fried rice?
No, I want the vegetable fried rice with the chicken.
Oh, that means chicken fried rice, yeah?
No, vegetable fried rice with the chicken.
Hello, we have seafood fried rice, beef fried rice, chicken fried rice. Or if you don't want meat, we can make a vegetable fried rice for you. So you want chicken or no chicken?
No, I want the vegetables and the chicken. Can you do both?
We have like a fried rice, we have the green peas inside. Not too much vegetables.
Never mind. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back! To Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moment.
Oh, no! Oh, my God!
Oh, God!
and the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Looking for the latest in all things TNA wrestling? Then look no further than TNAsylum.com. TNAsylum keeps you up to date on all the happenings in TNA wrestling, along with featured columns, full coverage of TNA-related events, and a first look on the behind-the-scenes events of TNA that you can't find anywhere else. Log on right now to the haven for TNA fans, TNAsylum.com.
Hey everybody, this is Joseph Park from Impact Wrestling, and you're listening to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I sense you loud and loud, I know there's death around, I catch the damage in the air. I got the skull and bones, I like the polished chrome, there's magic everywhere. Can I please just talk to you? Yeah, it's deep and drained blue.
Right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you, of course, by our friends over at Memorabilia Lane. That's right, Mem Lane Promo for, or I should say MemLanePromo.com for all your memorabilia needs, if I could talk tonight, you know, and just not completely, totally butcher the show. But if you're just joining us, you've missed the news, you missed Impact, but, you know, that's okay, because you've got one of our favorite segments coming up, and it's Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're given. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
You should go first.
I was going to say, I'm going first.
Uh-huh.
All right, Biggie Langston. Tweeting at Tamina Snuka, and there's a whole conversation between these two. If you must punch her in the chest, referring to AJ, pretend it was an accident. And then, I guess, sometime later, Tamina Snuka replies, poor Biggie Langston having withdrawals from AJ. Let's get something straight. Don't ever tell Mama Tigress how to take care of her cub. To which Biggie replies, don't sass me, woman. I'm liable to line your pleather jacket with Tiger Balm and pour body wash in your tea. Heed these words. And then somebody tweets Biggie and Tamina, am I the only one that thinks Tamina Snuka could kick ease? You know what? And he replies, yep, I would gnaw at her ankles like they were beef jerky. Caitlin, what girls say? Long hair, don't care, insert selfie. What girls mean? I spent 2 hours on my hair and 38 minutes taking selfies. Please retweet.
Did you retweet?
I favorited. There's no selfie, so there's no point in retweeting.
Okay.
Brandon Stroud. If Bray Wyatt is injured, give him the John Laurinaitis / Paul Heyman scooter to ride around in. The scooter of worlds.
Okay.
Rob Schomburger. Anyone got a listing for Big Show's house? I could move to Tampa. Caitlin. Ew, Triple H makes the hashtag yes, yes, yes sound like an inappropriate Herbal Essences commercial. And finally, Big E Langston. Like a canker store, or actually, somebody asked him, do you ever miss AJ? To which he replies, like a canker sore, my favorite canker sore. I named her Matilda.
Okay.
And that's all I got.
I didn't realize how many I had, so we're gonna blow through these really quickly, because a couple have conversations. Okay. So I didn't realize I had that many until I pulled up Twitter. Samoa Joe, when was the last time you wrote on online paper in cursive? Give it a shot and realize how much that keyboard has siphoned off your brain. That's a true fact. It's all about the keyboard now. Not Bill Walton. If the Giants' atrocious, error-prone offense went up against the Giants' appalling, ineffective defense, would the world end as we know it?
Maybe.
JBL. Fear the Bull. Enough said. SmackDown. ProWrestling.net. The Vikings are winless in games played in the United States this season. Canada won a game? Mexico? Bulgaria? Is there still a Bulgaria? Pro Football Talk. For next Monday night's game, the teams, Vikings and Giants, will have a combined record of 1-10. Hashtag ESPN wants its $100 million back.
Ooh.
Not SportsCenter. Tim Tebow, Vince Young, and Matt Leinart have released a joint statement on the Texans' QB such issues. And they think we suck? Ha 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 ha. Not Bill Walton. Tom Brady was like, here's an early look at my Tony Romo impersonation for the NFL Halloween party.
Is this a picture?
No, there's no picture. Oh. It was his performance last week.
Aha, fair enough.
Yeah. Samoa Joe. Generic, I'm up early and working, so somehow be inspired by that tweet. My ID, quote-unquote, tells me I just changed thousands of lives. I hate him. Renee Young. Shh. WWE El Torito is on. Hashtag roll. Hashtag ole. Caitlin. Look, it's not going to work between you and El Torito. I think it's illegal in, like, every state. Renee Young. Love is love in every state. The heart wants what the heart wants. Let's see. Renee Young. I like a good late night bladder sling / mesh commercial. Big E Langston replies, that reminds me, do you want to invest in my external bladder invention, Renee Young? You'll never have to pull over to pee again. She replies, kinda sounds like a catheter, so yes, I'm in. Do you keep them on your person? Big E replies, potential names. Peace of mind, pee party. I can't believe I'm peeing right now. Renee Young replies, my brother used to call me P. Larcy, literally for reasons unknown to me, and it would be an honor to bestow upon my family. Big E replied, nope, it hooks up to the exterior of your car, so as soon as you're done, your business is in the streets. Literally. She replies, wow, I love to give it a shot. I would love to give one a whirl, would really help from town to town, and strengthen my relationship with real Summer WWE, you know, Summer Rae. Big E, is there a better way to bond than simultaneously unburning yourself while sharing a glance and a giggle? He said that both to Renee Young and Summer Rae. Renee Young goes, if baby loves me, she'll hook it up and monitor my levels. Big E, you ladies can test each other's pH like you're in middle school science class again. Renee Young, we're like a pool, an above ground pool. Big E, or that brownish liquid that oozes out of armadillos who meet their untimely end on the side of the road. They got into some late night conversation, those two there.
They really did. It was kind of scary.
It kind of was. Spike Eskin goes, "Cab driver just asked me if I want Foley or Vic. He wants Foley." He meant Foles. AJ Lee, "Thank you for all the well wishes. I'm already back in the ring because I'm pretty sure I'm actually a superhero."
Yep.
And not Bill Walton. "Dwight Howard is mad Orlando hasn't retired his number because we always retire numbers of guys with no rings who quit on their team, right?" So there you go. That's Tweet of the Week.
You did have a lot. You went on a favorite spree.
Oh, it was one really long conversation. Like, you couldn't miss anything from that conversation.
I guess. I don't know.
Anyway, that's Tweet of the Week, so there you go.
As I sit here and try to swallow the piece of pizza I just ate. So, moving on, because yes, I was eating a snack during the entire time he was reading that, I was eating pizza.
It's okay, I was eating Cheerios as you were introing the segment.
Fantastic. I thought you ate M&M's.
I decided not to eat the M&M's. It was too late for the sugar.
Yeah, we don't need you hyper this late.
No.
It's ugly when he gets a cyper.
Well, it is ugly, but at the same time, it's weird, it's wacky, it's unusual. It's like CB Radio. Saturdays, midnight is right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Wow, you're such a sheep shell.
Damn right I am. Anyway.
Anyway, speaking of cheap shells, we are going to shell the hell out of the EYN Joseph Park, basically, mini-reality show, their road trip that they're taking to Bound for Glory. They pimped it on Impact tonight. If you haven't seen it, for the love of God, go to their Twitters, watch the links, go to the Wild Talk Radio Twitter or Facebook, watch it. It is amazing. It is hilarious. I'm going to be so sad when this ends.
Oh, it really, truly, it is one of, it's simply, basically, one of a kind.
It really is, but we're going to kind of get into our discussion a little bit before we do our Bound for Glory picks. We're going to save those for last. And our discussion is simply this. It's about wrestling reality shows, because James Storm announced, at least this week, that, well, he thinks he'd be perfect for a reality show because, you know, one, of his redneck life, and two, he wants to open a bar. Because, you know, that's the last thing James Storm needs to do in the world, is open a bar. We would never see him again. Pointing that out, like, ever. We would never see James again. The only way we would see him is through the reality show.
Because
he would be in the bar constantly. If you've ever met the man, you know this for a fact. Just pointing that out. I love James. Love you to death. But I don't know how his liver has survived.
Could his liver survive?
Like, seriously.
Could his liver survive owning a bar?
I don't know. I'm a little scared to find out.
I think we all are. But yeah, he went to Los Angeles this week to pitch the idea to some people, and hopefully it'll be a start of something to come for him.
Hopefully it is the start of something to come, and worst case, it would be a very interesting start, because it would definitely ride the coattails of the success of shows like Total Divas that have sort of given that inside view into professional wrestling, except, unfortunately for James, this wouldn't necessarily give the inside view of professional wrestling or Impact Wrestling. This would just give the view of the bar.
It would sort of be like Eric Young's off-the-hook extreme catches.
It would, on Animal Planet. Check it out.
Exactly. Or shameless shells. But yeah, I think it would be more along those lines, but if you think about it, that's done a lot for Eric Young. It's broadened his horizons, it's put him on the map in the entertainment world. He was able to get some shots on, you know, NBC Sports Channel during a show to promote it, and it branches you out more in the mainstream as it were, when you were able to get your own vehicle like that. And I can only do wonders for James Storm, who is coming up probably on the tail, I wouldn't say tail end, but on his way down from where he was peaking in his career. So having something like a bar as a new income source, that would be perfect for him, and having a reality show based upon it. It's piqued my interest, put it that way.
Oh, it's definitely piqued my interest, and I would agree with that. And James has a very loyal following in Nashville and in Tennessee. So, he would do very well if he were to open a bar there. And I'm sure he has a very loyal following around Orlando as well, but it would be curious to see James Storm out of that environment and sort of see him really outside the ring and exposed like that. And that's something that we haven't seen. We don't get to see a lot of for the wrestlers.
No, you don't get to see them in their natural environment, their natural elements. And it'd be cool to see. It'd be cool to see James Storm, besides being the cowboy pro wrestler, we'll see him being the cowboy father, bar owner, that type of deal.
Husband. And maybe get to see a little bit of what his travel is like and how hectic it really is. Because we get to see that on other reality shows, like Eric Young's Extreme Catches. You get to kind of see the craziness that ensues for him, especially when he's got to travel and that kind of thing. So I think this could be a good idea, but this sort of opens the door for other reality shows. I mean, like we said, they're kind of sort of riding off the success a little bit of Total Divas for wrestlers getting reality shows, and that's opened the door, I think, for a lot of people to maybe, especially in the industry, to maybe come out and say, well, hey, I wouldn't mind doing a reality show. You know, my life would be perfect for it.
And if you think about it, reality shows have ways of opening doors for you to get into wrestling. Now, it has other ways, it can open doors to get you in other facets. Because if you think about it, WWE was on the cusp of it originally. They started their own reality show, Tough Enough. They've also done Diva Search. If you think about former WWE champion The Miz, he started on a reality show as, you know, again, he became a WWE champion, now a movie star. So reality shows have a nice way of lending a hand to broaden one's career.
Right, I agree with that. And as Storm is maybe on the, you know, I wouldn't say the sunset of his career, but definitely as he's starting to maybe phase out of wrestling a little bit, you know, because he's been doing this for a long time. I'm sure his body can still take it, but it's a nice thing for him to be able to fall back on, maybe when he's done.
A nice security blanket. It's not saying he's done. It's more of he hit his peak. Now he's not going to be done anytime soon, but he hit his peak, rather.
Right. I would agree. You know, so he's on his way down, and he's... And now he's sort of, you know, maybe moving on to something else and phasing into something else, which is good for him, and it would be a good thing to see. But, and I tell you another thing that would be good to see is potentially them continuing also the stuff between Eric Young and Joseph Park, maybe not on TV, but definitely as a YouTube series, because, you know, as short 5-minute spots, it's extremely entertaining.
Oh, they sure are. They sure are. The misadventures of Eric Young and Joseph Park, as I've been calling them, they've done... Let's see, they've done patchwork on a car, they've tried to pick up a girl at a bar, or Joseph Park tried to pick up a girl at a bar, they slept in the same bed together, Joseph Park was left in a porta potty.
Mm-hmm.
And the couple of clips we're going to play for you now, the first one is they're sitting in the car together, they've patched up the car, and they're just going on the road and having an interesting conversation and, well, just take a listen to this.
Way to fix that tire. We would have never made it to San Diego in time.
You just got to stick with me, buddy. I told you.
Okay?
You got a lot to learn. And you're going to learn from the best.
I am. Hey, let's have some fun, would we?
Yeah.
What do you say?
Absolutely.
You know what I brought? I brought some of the action figures with us. TNAshop.com.
Yep.
I love those guys too, man.
Yep.
And they hooked me up. Ready?
Yep.
Who do you think I am now? Hi, everybody. I am the hottest girlfriend in all of Impact Wrestling.
I am the hottest girlfriend.
Oh, that's right. My girlfriend's nowhere near as hot as ODB.
Hey,
how about this one? Woo!
Ric Flair.
Woo.
Oh, it's the Stinger.
Oh.
The first ever TNA Hall of Fame inductee, my friend.
Stinger, the champ. I know Sting well. We're good buddies.
Sting is a good man. Hey, what about this? My name is Sting, and when I like a good snack, I love a Twinkie.
It's the biggest damn Twinkie I've ever seen.
Okay, how about this one? Ready?
Okay.
Guess who I am now? Hey, everybody. I'm the cowboy, James Storm.
Look at the look on his face.
And I'm the happiest action figure that's ever lived. I love beer, I love women, and I need a haircut.
Now, why has he only got one tape? You know, one of his tape jobs didn't get all the way done. He's got one wrist, only the right one's done.
Well, maybe there's a reason he needs to have that right wrist strong. Who knows?
Sprained his wrist.
Okay,
something.
I got one more action figure. I've saved this one for the grand finale. Okay, let's see if you can top this, my friend.
I'm ready.
Where's it at? All these Twinkies and...
God, dude, you have got to be careful. That's going to mess with your stomach.
It's so good, my friend. Here he is.
Dude, garbage everywhere.
Funyuns.
Where's that bag of beef jerky? You ate the whole thing, didn't you?
Okay, ready?
Okay, go.
Hey, everybody. I'm AJ Styles, and I'm upset.
Why?
I hate TNA wrestling. I hate Dixie Carter. And I can't stand what she stands for. Hey, everybody, where the hell's Petey Williams? Where the hell's Jay Lethal at? Where the hell are they all at?
Hold on, just a minute.
You put a surprise, you brought Dixie on the trip.
I invented this company. You all owe me everything. I am really, really rich, and I own everything.
Well, let me tell you something, Dixie. I've had enough of your crop, and I'm not going to take it no more. And if you think I'm going to get down on my knees and bow to you, I'm not at all. I'm actually, I love you too, Dixie. I love you. Oh my God.
I mean, they're sitting there in the car playing with action figures. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And what's best, the best part of this whole series is this, is they love to take shots at James Storm, apparently. Joseph Park takes a lot of shots at James Storm in this.
So does Eric Young, the one with the taped wrist.
Yes.
He took another shot in the hotel shot about AMW.
Yeah. You know Chris Harris and James Storm slept together. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Uh-huh. By the way, I like to call that one From Russia with Love, just saying, because, well, King Kittens, you were close. It was Eric Young and Joseph Park in bed together in the skivvies. But Eric Young was wearing the Russian skivvies and not the red, white, and blue ones.
Yes. And, well, he was dressed like that, and Joseph Park had on, you know, full-length pajamas where he named the cats on his pajamas. I believe he named one of them Gimmick.
I think so, yeah. It was really kind of incredible.
Now the second clip, the second one, I think is the best of the bunch. The two of them sitting in the car, and some guy named Jimmy J gave them, well, a CD. Let's take a listen.
Yes.
Take a listen to this one.
Oh, God, you what? That was the most traumatic experience of my life, my friend. I mean, I was trapped inside that thing. Oh, my God, with all that human waste product. And God.
Look, just stay on your side. You smell terrible. You smell awful.
Well, you know what? You don't smell so good yourself either. You've been wearing the same clothes all week, for Jeep's sake.
Hey, this is my lucky road shirt. This is the only reason we haven't gotten to an accident. I've been driving great. I've been paying attention the whole time. And this is what's been saving us. Look, forget about it.
Oh, just hope the worst of this whole thing's behind us.
We're going to set this off on the right foot. We're going to start this trip anew. I got a huge hookup at Shop TNA. I know a bunch of guys that work there. Jimmy J sent me over this desk.
Jimmy Jam, White Tiger. Oh, great guy.
You ready for this?
What we got here?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my goodness, bromance. God. We are bromance. We are bromance. We are no mans.
We go out every day. We like to go. We are. Hey.
Damn luck.
Creek Slayer.
Cowboy. I like my beard.
finished.
Underwear. TV.
I'm a cowboy, and I need a haircut.
Throwing super kick all night. I actually drink more beer than James Storm. A lot of people don't know that.
You can drink more beer than James. You can drink more beer than a cowboy James Storm can.
I beat him for the beer drinking championship. You saw it. That was on television. It's real.
The guy's got hollow legs for crying out loud. Gunshots. What kind of neighborhood are we in?
I think we're okay.
I love to hook it up, lock up, headlock, arm bar, arm drag, hip toss, body slam. Slam me until I cram. Go ahead and lick it up. Back to the arm and back to the head, and here we go again.
Suplex. Go ahead with a duplex.
Go ahead.
And pile driver. Drop toe and hammerlock.
Let's go ahead and pick it up. Superplex, super duper. Body slam, power slam. Drop me on my head, power bomb wrong, break my damn neck, and then what's wrong? Oh, this is Kaz and Daniels. I don't like those guys at all either, man. They're like two little superheroes flying around all the time.
Not superheroes, they're super turds.
They come out like this.
Hey, I'm Frankie.
Hey, I'm Frankie. Chris. Hey.
We're stupid. Hey, we suck.
Hey, my name's Kaz. I'm nothing but an ass. Hey, my name is Daniels. All I do, I don't know. I don't have anything else for it.
Oh, karaoke in the car with the two of them. Oh, my God.
I love how they enjoy taking shots. It's hilarious.
It is.
But this is the kind of stuff, as far as like just a reality show, that would be really, really good to see. And just, you know, for the 5-minute shorts that they have, mm-hmm. they're really entertaining, and they would be a good way to help get, you know, Impact Wrestling's name out there, is to have some of the guys, not just Joseph Park and EY, but have Cass and Daniels do some stuff. Have you know, just have some of the guys and girls do stuff. EY and ODB, you know, whatever, whoever. Because they actually had a video, I think it was a couple years ago, that was done to Nine Inch Nails, The Hand That Feeds. Mm-hmm. And if you've never seen it, you can find it on YouTube. You just have to look for it. And basically it was Eric Young, Christy Hemme, Daniels, and then there was an appearance by AJ, Joe, and Jay Lethal. And what happened was, you basically have them, you know, rocking out to the music video. And it was back when EY thought he was going to get fired. So it's that. But basically you have Christy Hemme running around pretty much naked in the video. But it also has some awesome spots with, like, EY and Daniels dancing and rocking out. EY is, you know, watching Christy Hemme dance and looking at her Playboy. Daniels is rocking out in the office. You know, and at some point, Christy Hemme shows up, and she and Daniels, you know, basically get down. Not in that way, but in the dance sense, except it's imaginary. And, well, AJ, Joe, and Lethal come in and find Daniels in his underwear dancing and, of course, get a picture of it. Which is hilarious. And this actually went viral.
Oh, no. I remember that.
So it's like, if they did stuff like this, it would be amazing.
It would. By the way, what's their obsession with James Storm's hair?
Well, it is getting a little stringy. He could cut it. Wouldn't hurt him.
I guess. And one little last clip, because it came out, I believe this was today. They're having a conversation in a parking lot. Park, I guess, has a milkshake in his hand.
Yeah.
And just take a listen to this.
Said, do you want to be a Hall of Famer?
Well, yeah.
Are you ready to be a Hall of Famer?
I'm ready to be a Hall of Famer!
Yeah!
So what happened here is all the milkshake gets all over Joseph Park. And, well, just listen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's okay, EY. It's okay.
Sorry.
You're a good friend of mine. Don't worry about me falling back into the abyss.
And then he winked into the camera.
Thank you. Thank you, Joseph Park.
Because he had that look on his face. Maybe he was getting into a trance and they tasted the milkshake. Oh, it's just the milkshake. Don't worry about it. I won't fall back into the abyss. You're my friend. Wink.
Wink.
That was awesome. Good.
But yeah, it's like it's this kind of stuff they could do that if they get it out there and they distribute it properly, they could have this stuff go viral.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a great marketing campaign for the company that you wouldn't necessarily have to do a lot for it,
right,
to get it out there. And it wouldn't take too much of somebody's time, especially if you shoot these things. Like, they probably shot every single one of these in a day, probably day of impact last week, where they had Eric Young and Joseph Park driving around and just, you know, shooting these.
Right. Yeah, and you can hook up with different there are different streaming companies, you know, there's websites out there that could, that you could, put the content out there. You can hook up with different online companies and get it viral.
Right, and I'm sure, YouTube would probably love to have a relationship with them and love to help them get that out there.
Mm-hmm. So there's many different avenues they could travel down with this series.
I absolutely agree, and I would love to see them do it. Unfortunately, I don't think they are, but I would love to see them do it.
I would love to see them do it, but that's not their biggest priority right now. There's other things going on that they need to focus on.
Yeah, they have other issues they need to be focusing on, so...
But that's a story for another day and time.
Yes, it is. But, well, speaking of one of those things they're focusing on, that thing is Bound for Glory.
Bound for Glory is this Sunday, live on pay-per-view. We're going to do some pick'em and preview right here. Pick'em is always brought to you by MemlanePromo.com. Playing for bragging rights, send your picks to MediaWildTalkRadio.com, Twitter.com/WildTalkRadio, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadio Network. Join the Facebook group at Facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadio Network. You can leave your picks there. King Kins will be happy enough to put them down in a nice little fancy spreadsheet. And, well, we can see who wins and who loses for some bragging rights. And the person who holds the most bragging rights right now is the person sitting there all the way states away in Lindsay Ward.
Yes. 2 months in a row. Won't probably repeat because I'm not as good as picking TNA as I am WWE, apparently, but we're going to try.
We're going to try.
And speaking of trying, we're going to go ahead and just go to the pre-show gauntlet match where we're going to see Bad Influence taking on Joseph Park and EY, the Bromance, and Chavo and Hernandez for a shot later in the night at the World Tag Team Champions James Storm and Gunner.
This one basically comes down to two teams, Bad Influence and Park and EY.
Yeah. As far as my pick goes, this one is a hard one to call. You've got Storm and Gunner who aren't necessarily face, but they aren't necessarily heel. They're just kind of sort of there at the moment. And as much as I would love to see Park and EY get the shot, EY's schedule is so unreliable that it's really very, very difficult to rely on him really for the show as he's got to go do his fishing show and that kind of thing. So, although I don't think he's shooting now, but, he wouldn't be able to hold the titles really in any extended period of time due to the fishing show. So I'm going to say that it probably goes to Kaz and Daniels just because you want to have the heel versus face dynamic in there. So, and it's been a while since they've had a shot.
It has been a while. EY is full-time, by the way, with TNA right now. So he's going to be there for a while, so nothing about his show is going to hurt him from doing it.
But doesn't he leave in the beginning of the year to go shoot it?
I don't know. I don't know if he's doing another season. We'll have to find out. I'm going bad influence. As well.
Yeah.
It makes more sense going that way. You do the heel face matchup, and they're pushing bad influence with ego right now. That's why I'm leaning towards bad influence. So bad influence is my pick. So I guess we should go right to the match itself then.
Titles online.
Storm and Gunner versus whoever, bad influence in our case. Who you got?
I'm going to say that you have Storm and Gunner drop to bad influence in this case. They're really kind of an afterthought right now, and I think they put the titles on them because they literally had nobody else to put the titles on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it was something of, okay, well, Storm and Gunner can hold them, and they'll be fine with them. We can have them show up every once in a great while, and it'll be fine. Bad influence, like you said, they're getting pushed hard with ego. I think it makes sense to go ahead and give them really the title shot and have them win the titles, because then they'll be visible on TV, and that just helps to build ego's momentum and really just make them very jerkish.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that one. Bad influence wins the titles.
Yeah, so I say bad influence wins. They pick up the titles finally, and we get the championship suspenders. Because damn it, I want those suspenders.
I think everyone does at this point.
Yeah. So moving on to the next championship match, we have the Knockouts Championship, where ODB is taking on Gail Kim and Brooke for the title.
ODB just got the belt. I can't see her dropping in this one. I could see Lady Tapa interfering after the match, but I don't see her interfering during the match. I'll go with ODB to retain.
I'm going to agree. I'm going to say ODB retains on this one. Like you said, she just got the title. She just picked it up off of Mickey. I know they're pushing Brooke with Bully, but that's probably going to come to an end very soon. I can see Lady Tapa being really ODB's next feud right now. As Velvet's busy with Sabin, and they're gonna go ahead and knock Brooke and Gail off as number one contenders. So they bring in Lady Tapa, and they have her feud with ODB, and they help to build her with ODB, because it's like, this just sounds so wrong, she's just a beast.
Yeah, she's sort of like a barbarian in the ring.
Yeah. Sort of, kind of, not really, but yeah, she's a monster in the ring. It's like when they were showing just the shot of ODB and her with each other. Because ODB's not a small girl.
No, but she looks small compared to Lady Tapa, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, she does. So yeah, Lady Tapa's just kind of a beast, so very, very impressive. So I can just see them building a feud between Lady Tapa and ODB. Really can't.
So you're going ODB to retain as well?
Yes.
Okay.
How about you?
Yeah, ODB to retain.
Fair enough. We need to start disagreeing with each other. It's more interesting when we do.
I think we're going to start disagreeing in our next one.
And that would be the Ultimate X match for the X Division Championship.
Uh-huh.
Aries taking on Manic, taking on Sabin, taking on Hardy, taking on Joe.
This one's a hard one to call if you really think about it. All right. In this case, it's not hard to call. Manic's losing. All right. So, that's my first pick. Manic loses the belt. Who gets the belt? That's a big question. Like, if you think of storyline wise, the person who holds the X Division title back in, you know, July, so 9 months from now, will get a shot at the World Heavyweight title. So you got some main eventers in there, Jeff Hardy and Samoa Joe and Austin Aries. You got Chris Sabin, former world champion, former X Division champion. This is a tough one. I'm not really sure who I want. I just... Not sure.
I'm in agreement. I think Manic is going to lose the title here. I think they're going to go for a more visible champion, at least for a little while. You know, honestly, I don't know why, other than I know they're sending him out for prep. Like, I'm torn between, like, Aries and Hardy.
Okay.
So it's really hard for me to say, and don't get me wrong, I would love to see Joe win it, but I don't think they're going to give it to Joe, just because he's not featured right now. And my instinct almost tells me to go with Aries, because Aries is the one getting the push right now. And I can almost see it coming down on, like, Aries and Sabin. Because they're obviously building a feud between Aries and Sabin. And so I can see Aries winning the title again and proving that he is the greatest man that ever lived. But he somehow takes it from Sabin, and that builds to a feud between Sabin and Aries. And possibly Joe in that mix as well. But I don't see them... It's like, as much as I want to say Hardy, just because, you know, it's Hardy, I can't see it being Hardy. Oh my god, they put peanut butter in Pop-Tarts? Gross. Anyway, so... Yeah, I think in this case... Damn you, TNA. I'm going to go with Aries. Definitely Aries. So what about you, chat room? What do you think? Who do you have? Is it an easier pick for you? Let's see. Tommy is saying Aries. And what do you think, Rock?
Because the audio has been cutting out on my headphones tonight, so it's like, I need my new headphones to arrive. It's always great. Who'd you take?
I thought they were supposed to arrive today.
No, they're not. They're not here yet. So who did you take?
I'm taking Aries.
Good, because I was thinking about taking Samoa Joe. I think it's time to put the belt back on him, give a nice little run. I'm going Joe. I just think I can see also Hardy winning it, just because it'll be the first time ever he can win it. I'm going Joe. Put some heat on Joe. Make him, you know, the tough guy. Elevate the belt a little bit. And have it have some importance. And they got rid of the whole weight limits thing that they reinstated. So now it's no limits, the X Division. That's Joe for you. I'm going Joe.
Fair enough. All right. Well, next match. One that will probably be a barn burner and has the potential, like the X match, to be match of the night. Kurt Angle versus Bobby Roode.
Since Kurt's going to the Hall of Fame, I'm going Kurt Angle on this one. I just see he's coming back, going to come back strong. Kurt takes out Roode here. Not the end of the feud, though. Kurt gets the win, but Bobby will be looking for revenge in the weeks and months to come. I get this feeling Kurt, you can't have Kurt lose on the same weekend he goes to the Hall of Fame. It only makes sense for Kurt to get the win here over Roode. But it won't be the end of these two fighting one another. So Kurt, in my opinion, Kurt gets this one.
I say Kurt gets it, but it's not clean.
Okay. What do you think happens then?
I think he wins by DQ with interference from Ego.
Okay, that could work. But yeah, as you said, this will be probably one of the matches of the night, because if Kurt has got his cardio together, he could really go in this one.
Yeah, if he looks rested, he looks really good. Like we were talking about, they cut an extremely strong segment tonight. So I can see this being a really, really fantastic match. It's just because we know Bobby and Kurt can both go. We've seen it in the past. This is Kurt's return match. Totally can see it.
So I'm going Kurt. You're going Kurt?
I'm going with Kurt as well. I can't see them having him lose on his return, on the night he's going into the Hall of Fame. I can't see that.
All right, so leads us to Magnus versus the Icon Sting. Magnus got, if the point is to make Magnus has to win this one. That's when pick Magnus. He's got to win this one. There's no other choice about it. Sting has to pass the torch because, as always, after Bound for Glory, you have to question whether Sting's going to stick around any longer. And with everyone departing, it might seem appropriate for Sting to bail out as well. So you got to pass the torch. Magnus wins.
Yeah, I agree here. I think Sting is probably going to be done. I could be completely wrong on that. There are really strong rumors WWE is shifting their focus from Hogan to Sting. They know there's money to be had with Sting to at least get one more match out of him, and I think he would want to get one more really big payday. Sting can't. He wouldn't be able to get that with WWE. Mm-hmm. So I can see it. He would be able to get with that with WWE. He wouldn't be able to get that with TNA. So, and honestly, after this, there really isn't anything they can do with Sting. He's sort of done everything he can do.
Right.
So, and plus, it will be good for Magnus. It will put Magnus on a completely different level to lose it, or to not. Good God, if I could pay attention and talk. To win against Sting. That would do a lot for him.
Oh, it would. It totally would. It would do a lot for his career. It would help basically make him a little bit. And they need to make stars, and right now the star to make, according to them, is Magnus. So that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm thinking, Magnus.
Yeah. So Magnus goes over here. I can't see Sting. Because if he loses to Sting, he's like DOA.
Mm-hmm. It would show lack of confidence in him, and right now you need to have confidence in people, and you want him to have some confidence, and a big win over Sting would do it on their big show. So,
yeah. So, and last but certainly not least, we have the World Heavyweight Championship match, AJ Styles taking on Bully Ray in what has been upgraded to a no DQ match. I had a whole theory on this, and then they completely blew it out of the water.
All right, explain to everyone your theory first. Even though it doesn't matter at this point, but explain the theory.
The theory basically was, and actually the no DQ sort of played into it a little bit, was basically you have Bully Ray, or you have AJ Styles win due to interference by Ken Anderson, or a returning Ken Anderson. Basically, he screws over Bully Ray. He helps AJ Styles win the title, and Dixie comes out and says, no, 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 we're not going to have that. And then she restarts the match, and she either makes it no DQ, or it gives Bully enough of a distraction to basically roll AJ up 1-2-3 for the victory to get the title back. And so that sends AJ out of the company with no title, and basically Bully makes up to his promise with the help of Dixie. And then you can continue the feud there. By the next week on Impact, well, you know, AJ Styles shows up, Dixie tells him, oh, you don't have a contract, you shouldn't be here, and then that's when AJ goes, oh, well, actually, I do have a contract, it's signed, you're going to be paying me a lot of money for the next few years. And you have Dixie go on a rant. Mm-hmm. About, you know, how, well, she's the owner of the company and everything's got to go through her, and, you know, she never authorized him to get re-signed and blah, 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 blah. And then as she's going on this rant, you hear an oh, too familiar siren. And for those of you that haven't watched TNA, there it is. If you didn't watch TNA back in the day, which there's nothing wrong with that, you can find it on YouTube. That is the theme music of the other owner of TNA, Mr. Jeff Jarrett, who is rumored to at least be working as an agent backstage and could potentially become an on-camera TV personality again. Mm-hmm. As a way to bring a little bit of star power to the company. And as we all know, Jeff Jarrett has not been seen in quite some time on TNA TV.
Yeah, it's been a few years since he's actually been on television. But, you know, sadly, some of that can't happen. There'll probably be shenanigans with Mr. Anderson, most likely, because he's reportedly re-signed with the company. There's also the possibility of the screw job. Dixie Carter could screw AJ Styles on the belt. Bully Ray retains it. There's multiple possibilities. I've been torn about this all week, actually for a while now. I'm not really sure where they go. I'm not really sure if they go with AJ or they go with Bully. Both have interesting possibilities. I don't... I gotta make a big gun in my head. I say AJ gets the belt. Happy moment.
I can see that. My only thing is... I could see AJ getting the belt just because of the interference with Mr. Anderson and with, you know, the fact that the Aces and Eights, when they say, well, next time Bully needs us, we're not going to be there, or things are going to get interesting, was actually the quote, which was implied they weren't going to be there, or...
They may start to run out, and then they just walk away.
They come out, and basically they watch Bully get his butt handed to him, so... I can see that as well, where that will come into play. I can see pretty much the entire Aces and Eights kind of coming into play, and maybe you see them turn, at least two of them, turn against Bully, and you see really the Aces and Eights dissolve all together as we know them. But yeah, this is a really, really hard one to pick.
It really is, and I'm going AJ just because it's the happy ending. But I can also see Bully get to keep the belt. But I think he can get the belt back again. But yeah, so I'm going AJ.
I'm going with Bully just because of the direction that they could go with it. And that AJ is still an unknown. He signed a contract extension, supposedly to December. He hasn't re-signed any other contract. So I'm saying for right now, just to kind of avoid any further issues... they keep the belt on Bully. But you have it potentially where AJ comes back with the assistance of either Jeff Jarrett or somebody else in the company. Because I think you've got a really good story with Bully and Dixie.
Oh, you do. You do. You really could tell a good story there.
So, yeah. So, those are our Bound for Glory picks.
Yes, they are. Remember, media, wildtalkradio.com, twitter.com/wildtalkradio, facebook.com/wildtalkradio network, and group/wildtalkradio network on Facebook. Send your picks in. We can take your picks till Sunday afternoon around 5 p.m., so get them in. And, you know, get some bragging rights over Lindsay. Knock her off her pedestal as the queen of pick'em, as it were, right now.
Yes.
So there you go. I'm looking forward to Sunday. I'm looking forward to what Sunday turns out to be.
Oh, Scott Hall, you're amazing.
By the way, to answer the people's question, the match people are looking forward to, Ultimate X and the world title is this from the submissions we got, were the ones.
After tonight, I'm really looking forward to Angle and Bobby. I think that's going to be a really, really, really good match.
I'm looking to most looking forward to Ultimate X. I want to see what those five can put on.
Oh, that will be amazing. That will be a fantastic match. I mean, the way that they've booked the top card on this, it's incredibly strong.
Oh yeah, without question. Without question. Now I'm just gonna do this really quickly for someone in the chat. The sound after the game will be... just pointing that one out.
I'm sorry, But what are you going to do if the Eagles lose?
Say that Dallas Cowboys should actually win that game because they're favorite to win that game.
Yeah. I mean, do you realize you're going to have to eat?
No, I'm not. Have I predicted the Eagles to win yet? No.
You're doing everything but.
Exactly. I've not said the Eagles should win. If they win, great. But if the Cowboys, the bigger thing is if the Cowboys lose. The Cowboys are supposed to win that game. Even you said they were the favorites.
Yes, I did say the favorites. They're the favorites at least on Yahoo.
So
and yet
they should win.
You're giving him crap about the fact that, you know, the Cowboys are going to lose.
Actually,
you're talking all this trash. So what the hell are you going to do if your trash backfires on you and you've got to eat a little humble pie?
Hold on. I've not said anything bad about the Cowboys. Only one Cowboy. Tony Romo. Just pointing out.
You've still been talking trash all damn week. So answer my question. What are you gonna do if the Eagles lose on Sunday and you have to, you know, eat a little humble pie served by one Cane Kittens?
I will continue to talk trash because that's what I do. It's football.
You're not answering my question.
The answer was I'm going to keep talking trash. I'm waiting for him to come up with a good retort to any trash talk because he's not good at it.
Well, apparently his retort is bite me.
Creative. Pointing that one out. What do you want from me?
I'm trying to, you know, get that, you know, answer, because that, you know, you could really easily lose, and you'd be screwed.
No, here's the thing. I expect the Eagles to lose. How about that one?
You're just going to talk trash about Tony Romo all week.
Because that's what people do. I expect them to lose. And that's the end of the story. Really? You're making a reference for Michael Vick, who's not even playing in the game? Come on now. Come on. Get caught up, Kinkins. Really. Stay current. Appreciate it. See? That's how I deflect this stuff. Got it?
Yeah. Anyway. That being said, that's our show. Wait. Dude, Zack Ryder has more championships than your Eagles.
Congratulations. You're pulling out jobbers' names that have won championships in WWE. Congratulations, because that has something to do with football.
Drew McIntyre has more titles than your team.
Well, he was the chosen one.
And apparently he's becoming the chosen one again. Thank God. Anyway, on that note, you've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And, well, we have stuff to plug, don't we? So plug away.
I will give him credit. He's at least trying to be creative. Not very good at it, but trying to be creative. Saturday night, midnight-ish, is CB Radio with myself, Rob Parks, Ace, and somebody that's weird. It's the wacky. It's the unusual. Sunday is WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio live. I love you, Mason, Turn, Tim, Stein, Mason, Omega. As they recap, TNA's Bound for Glory. Monday night is Raw Post Show live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday. Wednesday night, most likely, if Lindsay's going to the show.
Maybe, possibly, we'll have to see.
So stay tuned to Facebook and Twitter. We may be on Wednesday, we may be on Thursday. We haven't figured it out yet. But we'll be back next week for a show. Yes, if Lindsay goes to Impact, we'll be live Wednesday night at 11 to do the show. So...
yes.
Put it in your calendars that we may be on Wednesday. But if she doesn't go to the show, we'll be live 11 p.m. Eastern right after Impact. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/WildTalkRadio Network, twitter.com/WildTalkRadio, buy the shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/YLO/RackRadioShow, visit RackRadioShow.com, visit WTRReactions.net.
Is this where I get to shill my shit?
Yeah, this is where you get to shill your shit. You get to shill. Go.
Alright. You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LANSWRD. You can go to my website, psychwardesigns.com. Check that out. Also, you can go to behance.net/LinsWard. The Portrait of a Rowan is now up and available for your viewing pleasure. One with sheet mask, one without, because yes, I did do a lot of work on the face, so you can see his beautiful face. Also, Portrait of Wyatt is for sale and available in my Redbubble store. Go to psychwarddesigns.com under the Contact Us section for the link, because the link is not easy to say on the air, so just go to my website and go to my Redbubble store and buy stuff. I also have various other wrestling pieces available for sale, and one Game of Thrones piece. One. Also, please visit our sponsors, Memorabilia Lane, MemLanePromo.com, PWMania.com, and TNAAsylum.com. Thank you so much for your support and all that you do for us. We greatly appreciate it. Please also listen to all the other fine programming on this network, because we all work very hard. And we do it for you, because we don't get paid. Although if you maybe went and bought the official t-shirt at Where Rock?
ProWrestlingTees.com/RockRadioShow.
We greatly appreciate it, because you know that helps pay our server bills. So for Rock, you've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.